The Pirates have scored three here in the bottom of the ninth. The Bucks have the tying run at first base. And a one-ball pitch. Giles swings, drives to right field. Buccos win by way of a grand slam. Brian Giles, a line drive, grand slam into the right field seats. Count them. Six, seven, eight. Giles makes nine. Bucks win. 9-8. There was no doubt about it. Brian Giles grand slam off Billy Wagner in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Pirates scoring seven runs in the last of the ninth to win it.
I'll tell you what, Lanny, there has been some magic in this ballpark already, but I cannot believe what I just witnessed. Seven runs in the ninth inning. And they hit a grand slam home run off possibly the best closer in baseball. For a grand slam, that is just phenomenal. Now they went out and found that horse, put a rope around his neck, and let him back in the barn.
It was 8-2 Houston going into the bottom of the ninth, and keep in mind, the Pirates' first two batters of the bottom of the ninth inning were retired. Ramirez flat out to deep left field with Berkman back to the wall to make the catch. Vanderwall flat out to center fielder Hidalgo. The Bucks were one out away from being taken care of.
I mean, you'll watch baseball for the next 10 years and you won't see a team with two outs, nobody on, score seven runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, come back and snatch a win. This is amazing what just happened. Amazing.
Seven men came to the plate after two outs. All seven scored. Grand slam from Brian Giles. The final score in the first game of the first ever day-night doubleheader in the history of the Pirates. The Pirates 9, the Astros 8.